Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Batum, no hesitation. Another! Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 3-pointers off the bench. Embiid's got right on him. Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again. Back to Batum. Fakes, one dribble. Puts up another three. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half.
Now this is appropriate. A Batum bonanza. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. The French national anthem playing underneath us for Nick Batum. Last night, Nick Batum, 20 points, saves the day as the Sixers win a basketball game that they never win in the NBA playoffs. That looks so ugly to start, and they found a way despite some things that are obviously troubling. A lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. As we react with you guys all day after a huge Sixers win, it changes the course of this playoff. You know, the run, their chances here. They just found a way. I mean, last night they showed a fight. They showed a toughness. They showed an acumen on the bench in terms of coaching that we haven't seen here in a long time. Now, there are some concerns. We'll get to those. But let's react to the win, because they won that game last night, Hugh. A game that early in the second quarter, I was sitting there saying, it's Groundhog Day. Here we go again. This is the Sixers in a big game. Yet somehow they won the game.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's okay to go out today and get your Nick Batum jersey. It's not too late. Not too late for that, so that's cool. But you're right, Joe. It was one of those games where it started out in favor of the Sixers, and then we slowly started to see Jimmy Buckets do what Jimmy Bucket does.
Yep.
All those steals he had in the first half, man, and the way that he was playing, it did feel like Groundhog Day. And for all those folks that was down there that were booing, I felt that. From laying on the couch watching that game, I felt that.
Oh, they earned those boos.
Oh, yeah, they definitely earned those boos, man. And I think that was one of the things that made the Sixers come out of the second half, and they stepped that thing up, man. It was a phenomenal game. It was an exciting game. And it was everything that I thought it should have been. Like, Joel Embiid wasn't his greatest, but he came up clutch when he had to towards the end. And it was one of those things where – the teammates, like I was telling you yesterday, Joe, man, I kept telling you about everybody knows their role, and it felt like no matter what was going to happen, those guys were going to fight. Kelly Oubre did Kelly Oubre things. You know, he came up with some big time, you know, got fouled. He was a hell of an actor last night when he got fouled a couple times.
Well, he was, and he had eight rebounds, by the way.
Yeah, he did, man. I'm telling you, those guys and that coach, I like what I saw last night. Now, it was ugly, no question about it. But that's the way that he wanted to play the game. They wanted to make the game ugly. They did that. But the Sixers were resilient. They were able to work through that.
Well, they were. And you know what? It was playoff basketball. That was playoff basketball last night. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what hit me the most last night. Obviously, the Nick Batum game. I mean, that is one of the – it's rare to see, I'll put it this way, a role player have that big of an impact in an NBA playoff game.
Yeah.
20 points. I mean, the guy was just hitting shot after shot after shot. And then, of course, the block down the stretch. That was incredible. Nick Batum saved the day last night, because we could be real, right? We're always real on this show. What do you always say? We keep it a what?
Keep it a bean.
Keep it a bean. Okay? Joel Embiid didn't play his best basketball last night. And we'll get to the ramifications of his health right now, because I think maybe the wool was pulled over eyes a little bit about how healthy he actually is. Tyrese Maxey didn't have a big game last night. We know Tyrese could play better. And the game was getting away from them. Hugh mentioned the boos. They were turning it over. I mean, they lose that game every single time. in the last 4 or 5 years in the playoffs. Yet they didn't lose the game last night because of Batum, because of your guy, Kelly Oubre. I thought Kyle Lowry gave them some good minutes last night.
He did. He hustled. He had some hustle points.
Yeah, and look, it wasn't in a dominant game, but he had 7 points, 5 rebounds, and hustle points. I agree with you on that. And here's what happened last night that they hadn't shown in a long time. They showed fight. They showed a little dog mentality, to use a Nick Sirianni term.
Yeah.
They have dogs now. I mean, they have guys that you feel like they're up for the challenge of the postseason. And you know the other thing they showed? They got a coach. Let's just be real. There's no chance they win that game with Glenn Rivers on the sideline.
You know what?
There's not a shot.
I was a big, like I told you yesterday, don't live in the past, and not to bring up past stuff. But boy, that was one of the first, like I was reflecting, not so much bring up the past, I was reflecting.
That's a different way of bringing up the past.
Yeah,
let's reflect.
Yeah. But I was just like, boy, if we had any other coach, I don't know if we pulled this out. Because before the half, it looked like it was about to be a runaway.
Well, the Spoelstra zone was destroying the Sixers' offense.
They
had no clue. And then Nurse adjusts in the second half. Couple things. One, he's got Maxey to attack more, so it kind of broke the zone down. Two, you know what he had the courage to do last night? He had the courage to do two things that Glenn Rivers wouldn't have done. Number one, he had the courage to get Tobias Harris off the floor because he was killing them last night.
He was not ready last night, man.
Not ready? When is he going to be ready?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
he missed some bunnies. Was it some bunnies?
Oh, my goodness.
He missed some easy shots, and it was just, you know, it was not good.
It wasn't. But Nurse had the courage. I'll say courage. I mean, he's a $40 million player.
He's trying to win.
Get him off the floor, right? Hey. We're trying to win. And the other thing I thought he had the courage to do, and I'm not sure if this was a tactical thing, if it was just subtle. Hugh, you've mentioned this before. You notice in the second half, the offense wasn't going through Embiid as much.
Mm-mm.
He was part of it, certainly, but it wasn't going through him as much. I thought Nick Nurse's ability to adjust in that game was the difference last night.
Big fellow's getting his pocket picked.
Pocket pick. Oh, yeah, early Joel?
Yeah, Joel was. Yeah,
well, when he had the ball at the top of the zone, I mean, Butler just was taking it right down the court.
Yeah, they had a great game plan. He had a great game plan. And like I said, it looked like it was going to be a runaway. But the ability for Coach Nurse to adjust in those situations and make the game as exciting as it was, I thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah, he adjusted. He put the right guys in. He got a little bit out of campaign.
And the bench. Don't forget the bench, you was getting nothing from the bench in the first half. Bench came out. I guess he cussed everybody out in the halftime, and they came out and they played well for you.
So, you know, yesterday, Hugh, I think we actually set the number at 105. We thought they needed 105 points to win the game. They literally needed 105. But when we were doing our kind of quick math yesterday, you know, we're good at math on this show.
Very good.
We had set the number at getting 60 points out of Joel and Tyrese. They only got 42 points out of Joel and Tyrese, which means they needed a boatload of points.
Yeah, that supporting cast had to step up big last night.
Obviously, Batum led the way, but they get 7 out of Buddy Hield. They get the 3-pointer out of campaign, his only shot of the night. I mean, they got guys to step up and help them. Lowry with 7. It was a collective effort, but Nick Nurse, I give a ton of credit to for the adjustments, for the courage to change the way the offense was going, and for the preparation. They were prepared last night. Listen to this after the game. Nick Batum makes that huge block late in the game. Well, why was he able to diagnose that play in that moment while coaching and preparation?
I mean, they showed me that play, like coaches showed me that play in the video literally like a minute before. So
really?
We're expecting that play like for them to go around and catch it, go right and shoot it like right away. That's exactly the play they showed me like a minute before. So I was expecting it.
They showed him the play from a week before. He was expecting the play. That is coaching. 215-592-9494. All right. Do we feel good? We got 8-9 minutes of all the excitement and you know, feeling good.
I feel like it's about to change.
Well, no, can we talk about the other side?
Yeah, we had the kumbaya.
They won, right? They're the 7th seed. We got the Knicks coming up.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. We said it. We feel it. But Joel Embiid, we were told he was healthy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look healthy.
There were two things at play for me in this one, Joe. Playoffs are different than the regular season. Mm-hmm. The intensity level is a lot higher. The level of energy that you exert is a lot more. Joel Embiid, like before the game even started, when he was in warm-ups, was hunched over.
Doris Burke mentioned that he was tired in warm-ups.
Yeah, he was tired. I think part of that was adrenaline, maybe. This is not an excuse, people. Let me just say that first, because I know there are some people out there that are super hot at Joel Embiid, and I know y'all going to call in and say what you want to say. I just want to give you a little insight of what it is to be in a playoff-type situation like that. The adrenaline is pumping.
and you go through like a phase of feeling like you're tired. Like it's a weird phase. You can go work out or whatever, but you go through a phase of being tired because you understand the weight of the moment. Joel Embiid did not play well in that first half. So much so that like Coach Nurse had to sit him down for a long extended period of time, and that was the first time, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, he played more minutes last night than he played like 38 minutes. That was probably his high thus far at this point.
Well, especially since he's come back.
Yeah, because you know he had that time off and he had 38 minutes. Those were 38 intense minutes, but he came up big when he had to. He came up big when he had to. But initially, boy, if we'd have lost, I know what his story would have went.
Well, totally. So I want to give Joel credit before I say what I'm going to say here. I want to give him credit for the end of the game because I thought he executed on offense at the end of the game as well as he has in a lot of playoff games. Mm-hmm. He had a three-point shot. He had a three-point play, and then he had a great assist for another three-point play. I thought his execution in the final couple minutes really helped them win the game. He stepped up. He grinded through a tough night. My concern, Hugh and everyone, is that he's not physically where we need him to be for a deep run. And I'm going to hold that concern until he shows me he is. You know, we were told this is the healthiest he's ever going to be because he had all this rest. He had the surgery. You know, he didn't look it last night. He did not look like he's that was one game. And think about this. That was one game after what? He had 5 days off?
Yeah.
Right? Because last time he played was Friday night. One game after 5 days off, and that's the way he looks physically. Now he's got to go play potentially seven against the Knicks, and the Knicks play like the Heat. I mean, they're going to muck it up too. So I have real concern about where Joel is physically. I thought, you know, he showed some mental toughness and grinded it out. Obviously a tremendous win. Nick Batum is the star of the night. And I thought Nick Nurse showed he is a difference-making coach. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most? Let's react here. As the Sixers get through it, they win 105-104. Kyle, it's a game the Sixers never win in the playoffs. When it's ugly like that, they usually lose those games.
I was pretty certain they were going to lose by halftime. I mean, I was swearing. I was freaking out. I was like thinking about how every time that you set expectations for the Sixers, whatever they are, they manage to fall short of them. And then they exceeded it. And I think you nailed it, is that this is a game that they never win. They never won in years past. I think it's actually games that we've seen them win this year in a similar sense. And I think a lot of that has to do with Nick Nurse. Like, Nick Nurse is a massive, massive upgrade from Doc Rivers. I think, like, that if we had Doc Rivers in that game last night, we get absolutely boat raced. I don't think we even get it back close. Like, the margin gets even close to what it was. And I think, like, the gap between Spoelstra and Nick Nurse is way smaller. Granted, there's still a little bit of a gap. I think Spoelstra's the best coach in the league. But it's way smaller than it was when Doc Rivers was here coaching. So, yeah, I mean, Joel Embiid looked bad. And I'd say the first, like, three quarters of the game, there was a moment in the game where I was like, Embiid is the worst player on the floor.
He couldn't move.
For the Sixers. But the difference was, and this is the difference from years past, Embiid dialed it up at the end of the game.
He did. He showed some mental toughness.
Yeah, like those last few minutes where he hit the three and then at the three-point play and the big block, like he was great at the end of the game. I thought seeing them step up the way they did was super encouraging. So I'm ready for the Knicks now, baby. Let's
go.
Well,
reasons for hope are there. 215-592-9494. And quickly before we get to the phones, they did get a little bit of fortune. I mean, let's be real. Right? We're being real. Jimmy Butler got hurt. I mean, Jimmy Butler has an MCL injury. It sounds like from what we're hearing this morning, it's going to take him out weeks. He's not going to play Friday night. Jimmy Butler got hurt pretty early in that game. It was in the first half.
Jimmy Butler, tough SOB.
Well, man. I can't believe he played 40 minutes on
man,
that knee.
It's
an MCL
either,
injury.
And he had another steal after that, too. Like, this guy, like, Iron Man. So, yeah, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but when he went down, you looked at that as definitely an opportunity.
So at first he went down and it's like, oh no, he's out. You know, he's hurt. And then he got back up and he made his free throw shots. It seemed to me like my guess is, Hugh, and maybe I've experienced anything like this. It felt to me like once he went into the locker room for halftime, it must have stiffened up because he was not the same. In the second half.
Like adrenaline carried him through the first half of the game, and then when you started to wind down a little bit, it's hard to ramp back up and you know get ready to play. But he did. He gutted it out though. He gutted out as best he could.
And fortunately for the Sixers, he couldn't be as good offensively. I mean, that was the difference in the second half. He couldn't do as much. The Sixers got hot. Batum came in, and away we go. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to last night. Sixers win 105-104. They are the seventh seed. They got what we wanted them to get. Now they get a trip to New York against the Knicks starting on Saturday, which is going to be, I think, a tremendous series. and they showed some mental toughness. They showed some grit last night, and they got a difference-making coach. It makes a difference. Just like I said, it makes a difference in the postseason. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Listen, I got to say, first off, hats off to Batum and Kyle Lowry, because I think this is the difference that we've seen from years past, that during the Heat's 8-0 runs that they were running last night, that you saw their toughness, their hustle, and they were sending positivity to the starters and all the key players. And with that positivity, you're not seeing them get down like they were before. And then you also got to give hats off to Nick Nurse for obviously seeing that Tobias Harris needs to sit on that bench, and we need to bring the younger guys in who are excited to play. They have this hustle and this not stopping mentality. Even if, like, Kyle Lowry is not scoring points, that type of mentality that he has, he was giving us more than what P.J. Tucker was giving us last year.
Yeah, you know what
it
is? There's it's winning basketball. Like, there was a play, Chris, I think Lowry on the 1-3 he hit the shot, and then he sprinted back down to the opposite corner to guard Jimmy. This was still early in the game when Jimmy was, you know, before he got hurt. So, like, there's a different level of some of these guys, Batum and Lowry. We haven't had enough of that in the playoffs the last few years.
Hustle guys.
Yep.
Yeah, man. These guys are human beings. They have emotions, and they feed off of that. Maxi feeds off of that. And with his positivity, which is what kept the team up while Embiid was out, and Kelly Oubre, I mean, all of that positivity, we have a really young core that has a lot of energy, and the old guys are getting into it too. And it helps somebody like JoJo, who's still coming up and recovering. And just like we talk about, oh, well, we got lucky because Jimmy Butler got hurt. Well, the Heat were lucky that JoJo's still scared of his knee. Like, I look at it that way, and I'm blessed the fact that we got JoJo at 70, 80%. JoJo. And if he could start getting better, you know, I can only imagine that we can easily get past the Knicks. And then by the time we get to an Eastern Conference Finals, which I believe we can, and we see the Celtics, if he stays healthy and he has more confidence in that knee, I see us making it to the finals and taking the Celtics.
Well,
we may be a 7 seed, but in reality, if we didn't lose JoJo, we're a 3 or 4 seed.
There's no question. Well, yeah. I mean, and Chris, right now, and Chris, man, we appreciate the phone call. They're the favorite in the series. FanDuel set the odds as the Sixers as the 7 seed are the favorite. I believe it's only happened one time in NBA history where the 7 seed is favored over the 2 seed.
JoJo.
Yeah, a lot of people call him JoJo.
Who?
A lot of people.
Like who?
I've heard it plenty over the years.
You have?
Yes.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody call that grown-ass man JoJo.
Yeah, I've heard it. I think it's happened less as he's aged a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? JoJo?
Yeah.
Call a grown-ass man JoJo.
I've heard it plenty.
Okay.
Now again, it was more when he was young. It was a lot of JoJos. Not as much JoJos anymore. You're not a JoJo guy?
No.
Well, here's what I am. I'm a whatever we want to call him as long as he's healthy out there. And so that was part of it yesterday, that they were saying he's about 70 or 80%.
I wish he had a couple more days, though. Because we were talking about in the meeting, and you were telling me when it was the playoffs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Saturday starts.
If you'd have gave me the like Monday, I'd have been like.
But does it matter?
It's a seven-game series. It's a couple days. Just a couple more days.
Yeah, but
man,
it's not a one game. Like, yeah, I'm with you. One game to before game, an extra day or two before game one. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, because I think game one, because game one is up there.
Yes, I think
it's important to get to. You get game one, man. That can set the tone.
Of course. I mean, if they get game one, that'd be great. Look, there's so much positive from last night. There's so much to feel different about this team. And I've said it for weeks. This Sixers team feels different. But there is one element to this that feels the same. It's the big guy's health. I think the wool was pulled over our eyes a little bit. We were told this is the healthiest ever been. Does he look healthy to you? Does
he
not.
He looked. He doesn't look healthy. He looked more tired than like. He looked tired and unassured. Let me say
but
that.
But that's not good enough to win a title.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. He has to get comfortable, Joe. He has to get comfortable in his knee, trusting his knee, because that's the biggest thing. Like, the moment is huge. The intensity level is a lot higher than what you know than the regular season. And he has to feel comfortable in the fact that his body is not going to give up on him.
He does.
That's the scariest.
Yeah.
Like when you're in a position like that, that's the absolute scariest thing in the world. Is because you're thinking as an athlete, you want to go full out, but you're not sure that your body is going to be reliable. You feel like it's going to fail you.
I'm like torn here because I think this is the best combination of coach and role player setup we've ever had with Joel Embiid. And I think Joel showed some growth last night, ended the game, making the plays, making the shots, mental growth.
And he hung in there.
He hung in there. But again, it comes back to, is he physically okay? Is he have enough in the tank here? I mean, it's 2 months.
You got to have enough
in
the tank.
Are two different things. Does he? Like, if you're driving and you say, I got to have enough in the tank to get somewhere, the tank's either empty or it's not.
That's called praying to the high power. You got to know your car.
A little prayer service today on the show?
But you got to know your car, too. It's like.
Well, I know this car.
Yeah. Well, not really. Let me tell you what I think happened last night. There was a moment where it felt like there's a strong chance that Joel Embiid was going to go in the tank.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It felt like that.
And he didn't.
But his teammates lifted him up, and he came up big for him. Man, I'm telling you, that want to and that, you know, that the tide lifts all boats type situation.
It was will. They had will.
That's what it was last night, Joe. And I feel like he has the best group of guys around him so that they're not going to allow him to mope and get down on himself like that. That's what I kind of saw last night. Hopefully they can keep that going.
Hopefully they can. And look, it was enough to beat the Miami Heat, a 7th seed in their building that they were favored by. We'll see if it's enough to move forward. But what an exciting night. And what a night for Nick Batum. I mean, that 20 points off a bench player, that was awesome.
35 doing it for the OG.
Oh, I love it. 215-592-9494 for Rob Adelko. What's up, Rob?
Joe, Hugh, how you guys doing?
Hey,
what's
Rob?
Going on, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to get a dark cloud on a sunny day. I'm going to destroy MB, but I'm going to wait till I get there, okay? I'm going to say the obvious facts, guys, okay? One, agree with you 100%, Joe. Benson, Tobias Harris, the only way he'd play, Joe, is if the whole bench got hurt. He wouldn't go in for another minute of the game. I think that was key in turning up the intensity level.
Yep.
It just changed things, sitting to buy.
Well, okay, yeah, and I give Nurse credit because Doc sure didn't have the courage to do it.
Nope.
I mean, we're all watching the same game. Tobias Harris looked awful. Crumbly. Get him off the floor.
It looked like he shot it with his eyes closed, that one when he bricked. I think he missed the bat. I don't know what he was thinking. I was like, you got to get him out. So I agree 100%, you. Here's my second point. And it's obvious, Joe. It's obvious. Jimmy Butler got hurt in the first quarter. If he does not get hurt, we lose by double digits, okay? Not that we just lose the game. We lose the game by double digits because if our big man, the self-proclaimed MVP, who likes to score 50 on the worst team in the league or whatever it is, if he had the set on him that Jimmy Butler had, not only would we have a championship, we'd have multiple championships, okay? So that's the next obvious fact. If Jimmy Butler was not hurt, I know it's an if, but if he played the whole game, Zero shot to win that game. That guy is you don't judge him by his regular season. You know, we get judged by the postseason. And I would take him over Embiid in the postseason any day of the week. So that's the second obvious point. And you know what? Guys like Nicholas Batum, Kyle Lowry, Oubre, they saved Embiid from, you know what? Remember, was it last week and they unveiled the Iverson statue outside the Camden practice facility? Okay. Because if I see MB grabbing his shorts one more time, or if I see him huffing and puffing or grabbing his knee, I don't want to hear it no more. Every year this guy's hurt. You know what? He's had 2 months to rest up, Hugh. 2 months, Joel. I mean, Jimmy Butler got hurt during the game and played 40 minutes.
Well, he did. And now he didn't play great, but he did. And Rob, it's a fair point that we thought maybe that the rest and the time off would help. And maybe he has. He's just – I don't even know if he's tired. Maybe he's tired. I don't think he's still right physically in his comeback.
Right. I don't think he's right.
I think you could see that.
And there was a little – I think there was also, man, like, again, I go back to the ramping up of the intensity of the playoffs. Playoff intensity is no joke.
Well, and guess what? They don't get a runway of 3 weeks.
No, you don't.
They got to win four games in the next seven.
Yeah, no excuse. You better suck it up. You better get ready. You got to get ready.
And he did. Listen, I don't like the way he looks physically. I was happy with the way he played the last 3 minutes of that game. He made a three. He made a 3-point play.
Yeah, Maxey
had a big
great
assist
last night either.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. Maxey, he did not either. 215-592-9494. Great win for the Sixers. Let's talk about it. Your excitement, your concerns, we'll hit it all here. Plus, the montage, how it sounded on ESPN last night. Plus, more on Joel Embiid's performance. Comments from the broadcast about his health and conditioning. We'll react to that as well. Midday show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.